views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you break free of things that are holding you back from being your best self so that you can create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Today, I've decided to focus in quite deeply on health, and specifically my health story, along with a couple of books that I read last year that totally turned my world on its head. Now, if you've listened to me for a while, then you may have picked up on the fact that my health journey has been just a little bumpy. I've come to appreciate that about myself, and I totally get that if I didn't have the challenges that I have, then I would never have become so interested in natural healing and ventured so boldly outside of traditional medicine. In other words, without my health challenges, I would not have become who I am today. On the other hand, while I definitely live a vibrant and powerful life, I haven't really reached a point where I could say my health is no longer a major part of my journey. In fact, often, just when I think things have kind of been figured out and I'm getting close to the end, it's like someone moves the finish line and I have to backtrack to try to just get back on the road that I need to be on, never mind get to the finish. In fact, I've never had miraculous results from anything I've tried. Not from a cleanse or from a vitamin or herb or a program or a certain kind of exercise. I've had lots of little successes. And I honestly believe I've totally changed the trajectory of my life by living the way I do. But I've yet to have that kind of response where I can say, oh my gosh, this is it. So when someone says to me, oh, I started taking this and what a difference it made, or I tried that diet and I just have so much energy, or I went to this doctor and it's like night and day. I gotta tell you, I'm happy for them, but I'm also just a little bit envious. As a result, I kind of resigned myself to the idea that maybe my health challenges are just going to be part of my overall journey my whole life. I believed that that was true until last summer when I read Anthony Williams' book, Medical Medium, and I discovered that there are some very clear reasons why I struggle, and it is totally fixable. So let me give you some of the highlights of my health journey so that you can understand where I'm coming from. My first real experience that I remember with a bunch of doctors, so beyond just going to a normal doctor because I was sick, was when I was about 5, and there was something wrong with my kidneys, my bladder, and so I went through all these tests because they were trying to figure out what the heck was going on. The reason I remember it is because they gave me these really huge needles, and they were scary. So they told me that if I turned away and didn't look while they gave me the needle, that I could have the needle afterwards. Now, of course, they didn't give me the pokey part that sticks into your arm, but they did give me the big plastic pieces, and they were really big needles, so they were quite fun to play with. I also remember it because it was a little bit traumatic when on one of the occasions I was on a table in a room and there was like 3 or 4 doctors around me or people around me, and I had to pee so badly and they told me to go pee and I couldn't because I was stuck on this table and I obviously couldn't get off the table and run to the bathroom. And so I was trying to hold it, and finally one of them kind of yelled at me, pee, go ahead, pee. And I realized they wanted me to pee right there on the table, which was really weird to me at the time and just a little bit traumatic. So that's my first experience, and I remember it quite well in that way. When I was about 8 years old, I started to get headaches, bad enough that I had to take painkillers to try to stop them. By the time I was 10, I was being taken for all kinds of tests to see if they could figure out what the heck was going on. Again, they said everything looked fine. Nothing was wrong. My mom, however, wasn't willing to settle for this. She did reflexology at the time, and so she started looking into it and discovered that perhaps my tailbone was part of the problem. So, sure enough, rubbed my tailbone, and by golly, those headaches went away, mostly, other than on the rare occasion, until puberty hit. And oh wow, when puberty got here, my headaches intensified, my periods nearly crippled me, I relied on over-the-counter medications for, you know, 3-4 days around that time. And eventually I had to go on to something called Novaproxen, which I've since learned is really, really bad on your gut sometimes. But I needed it in order to get through those few days every month. In the meantime, I was sick a few times a year. I would get strep throat and tonsillitis, so I'd be put on antibiotics. I had bladder infections, so I would be put on meds for that. I had stomach flus all the time. At 16, I went on the pill, and I have to say it felt like a lifesaver at the time because it made my periods tolerable. And so suddenly I could still function through the whole month rather than having to take those days off where I was just cramping up and miserable. In my teens, I should mention, I was really terrible to my body. I drank quite a bit of beer, I smoked, I ate lots of greasy fast foods, and I had very little veggies or fruit, even though there were always lots of them in my house, I just didn't eat them. Around 18, everything went haywire, and I started experiencing what I now refer to as reactions. But basically, my body just didn't want to keep food in me, so I would get really bad diarrhea. And so I went to the doctor to see what was wrong and was told that, oh, you must just have the flu. You know, go home, drink lots of water, you should be fine. But the problem didn't go away. Now, in the meantime, I was still getting strep throat, tonsillitis, stomach flus, taking all those antibiotics and other pills for bladder infections and so on. So obviously my body was not doing well. At 21, I was diagnosed with spastic colon, which basically means we don't know why you're dealing with this, but your colon is definitely spasming. So I was put on a sedative, which I tried taking for a few months, and it was not a good solution for me. So I ended up going off. At 22 years old, I had an appendix attack, and so I had an emergency appendectomy, which is not all that abnormal. But what was kind of a surprise was when my doctor came in and said, you know, your appendix was scarred as if it had been flared up before and had calmed down. And so it's quite possible that your appendix was the problem all along and causing your spastic colon. I didn't really believe that, but he seemed quite excited about it, so I went with it. By the time I met my husband, I was 23 years old. I was experiencing daily reactions. My headaches were back with a vengeance. My periods were absolutely ridiculous when I eventually went off the pill. And I was exhausted all the time. I still had yeast infections coming up all the time, bladder infections. Yeah, lots of trips to the doctor. Now, when I got married at 25, my friend gave me Dr. Crook's book, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. And it was the first time that I really felt like somebody understood what I was going through. These problems were not all in my head. I wasn't making them up. I wasn't being a drama queen and just trying to get attention. So I began my first of many elimination diets. And I also started on a continual quest to discover what was going on. Soon after that, I had an irregular pap smear, which resulted in laser surgery. And it scared me into thinking that I better not wait. If I really wanted to have kids, I should go ahead, because it felt very possible that if I did wait, it would be too late, that my body simply wouldn't be able to do it. By 30 years old, I had two kids, and while I was very happy with my life, my body was not happy at all. I decided to shift totally into the realm of natural health and learn everything I could about healing the body and solving my own health issues. Now, I want you to know, I don't blame the doctors for any of this. I think that they do not have the information nor the time to try to really understand and figure out what's going on. I hope our system will change in time. But for me, at this point, that was not the answer. They weren't able to help me, so I needed to get on it myself. Over the next 20 years or so, I went to naturopaths, homeopaths, osteopaths, chiropractors, physiotherapists. I underwent SCIO treatments, if you're familiar with those. I had some live blood cell analysis done. I tried body talk, pranic healing, Reiki. I even became a Reiki practitioner. I've done numerous cleanses for yeast, for the liver, and for the kidney. I've removed a lot of things from my life that I seem to be sensitive to, like gluten, dairy, beef, nitrates, chlorine, mold, perfumes, chemicals, and so on. A funny little story about the chlorine. For the last several years of my life, I've had a well. And so when you have a well, it means that you don't have chlorinated water. So I'm not at all used to chlorine. I'm very careful about it when I go somewhere that there is chlorine. But now, if you're not aware of this, I just moved from Canada down to the States, and I'm in a beautiful house that I absolutely love on a lake, out in nature, just gorgeous. But I have town water. So for the first time in over 20 years, I have chlorine in my water. And I got to tell you, I am kind of struggling with that. So hopefully I'll figure out a solution soon. And I know there are solutions out there, but I'm renting this place, so it's not quite as easy as putting in a whole big system. Anyway, I digress. So while I still struggle with fatigue, mouth sores, occasional digestive distress, and foggy brain, I feel like I have pretty much healed my spastic colon. I do not have reactions, hardly ever. I've got my headaches down to a very rare occurrence, like less than once a month. I've decreased my sick time to about once per year, not counting occasional reactions to food. And I have learned a lot about natural health. I have to say that in that time, I also tanked my adrenals, and so I had to work on correcting that. But even that, I've been quite successful with. Now, in the meantime, I also created a life where I could sleep until I naturally woke up, where I could work from the comfort of my own home, where I could get out in nature on a regular basis and basically live stress-free. Now, we all know nobody's life is stress-free. And in fact, I'd be very bored if it was totally stress-free. But I have learned tons of tools and tips that I share all the time to keep whatever stress I'm dealing with at bay. Plus, I've created a life that doesn't have a lot of stress in it. Over the years, I've been told by others that my expectations might be too high, that my idea of good energy might be unrealistic, that I should just be happy that I'm healthy and as healthy as I am. But I just couldn't accept that. So about 3 years ago, I decided to find a doctor because I needed to get blood tests done. And in Manitoba, Canada, your blood tests are covered if you go through the doctor and not if I tried to go on my own. So I decided I needed a doctor. And I was very excited to find one that was open-minded and comfortable with me being at the head of my health team, which meant that if I didn't want to do something like a mammogram, for example, the doctor would explain why it was a good idea if he thought it was a good idea, and then he would understand and allow me to make the decision. Overall, he told me that I am a model patient. And other than needing a few regular vitamins like B12, vitamin D, and iron, that I'm very healthy and happy. But my question remained, why, when I do get sick, do I get so sick that I'm down and out for like 2 weeks or more? Why do I still have digestive distress and brain fog, even sometimes when I'm eating at home and I'm being so careful? So by last summer, I was feeling pretty good, but still looking for answers. Now, I had just completed a quiz about SIBO, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and autoimmune disease. And I had found out that according to that doctor, I was dealing with SIBO and at high risk for autoimmune. Now, this wasn't the first time that these things had come up on my radar. So while I didn't like accepting that my health could still be in peril despite my years of effort, I had been here before and I knew that I had to at least give this theory a try. So I got set to go on yet another restrictive diet, which, coupled with some supplements that only that doctor had available, could very possibly be the answer. This was very disappointing news, but at least it verified what I already knew, that there's still something wrong with me, and it's holding me back from living as vibrantly as I can. Then it happened. Hay House sent me an audio about migraines. One of my kids has bad headaches often, and if there's one thing I'm even more dedicated to than my own health, it's the health of my boys. So I turned it on. Now, being totally transparent with you, I gotta tell you, I really wanted to turn it off within the first 5 minutes. Not because of the content. The content was really different, very unique, and good. But this guy's delivery style was driving me bonkers. He seemed so full of himself, and he went off on all these little tangents instead of sharing what I figured he was there to share. But I didn't leave the show for two reasons. The first one is because in the first 5 minutes that I had been on the call, he had mentioned the liver a couple of times. And this was an organ that had been coming up on my radar quite a bit from many different sources. In other words, to me, the universe was sending me messages about my liver, and I always try to listen when the universe talks. The second reason was because my higher self kept saying to me, listen, you need to hear this. So I did. And although I didn't get as much about migraines as I think he could have put into that show, I was intrigued enough to pre-order the book that he was promoting, which is called The Liver Rescue. Unfortunately, it wasn't coming out for a few months, not until October, and this was back in June. And I was all set to do this SIBO cleanse, but he had talked about a liver cleanse that he was going to share in the book. And I just couldn't stand the idea of trying this other cleanse and maybe not having to go through it, right? If this other cleanse for liver was going to be the answer. So I went to Kindle. And I bought his first book called The Medical Medium and decided, well, that'll just have to tide me over. Now, the author, as I mentioned, is Anthony William. And once I started reading this book, oh my gosh, I could not put it down. His story alone is fascinating. And why or how he is able to see what's wrong with every single person he meets, even when he doesn't want to, was totally amazing. It turns out Anthony, or MM, as I often refer to him because he is called the medical medium, has a direct line to source. Now, you'll have to read the book yourself to truly appreciate why I'm convinced he's not making this up. All I can say is his creds are beyond scrutiny in my books, and what he's sharing resonates so loudly with me, I simply can't ignore it. Now, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but for me, when someone shares something that unlocks or explains a really puzzling issue that I've been trying to understand, it's almost like there's this pause, and for just a split second, the world stops turning. In that moment, everything shifts, and I can suddenly see the picture from a whole different angle. Honestly, it's like, ah, the angels are singing and rejoicing because I finally get it. The blinders have been removed. Well, this happened for me several times while reading Anthony's book, Medical Medium, but also his second book, The Liver Rescue, even more so. Science and medicine haven't discovered the things he's sharing yet, and some of it, he says, they won't understand for hundreds or even thousands more years. Yet, as I'm reading it, I intuitively know it to be true. So much of what he shares is contradictory to what we've been told, but lots of it is about things that just have never made sense to me, like autoimmune disease where your body attacks itself. It answers so many questions about things like diabetes, candida overgrowth, headaches, Lyme disease. It's amazing. To top it off, he totally explained my situation, which made it even easier for me to follow my gut and believe what he was saying. It became very clear to me that I am carrying several viruses, like Epstein-Barr, for example, as well as bacteria like Streptococcus, that has been with me my whole life. There are things I am doing that feeds them and results in them coming out of hiding and putting me into a downward spiral. That's why when I get sick, I get so sick. Now, these viruses, according to MM, we all have some because they're super prevalent and they just hide out in us until the time is right for them to come out. They feed on things like heavy metals, which are really abundant in our environment, and therefore we all have heavy metals in us. Eggs, which are a favorite food and eaten regularly by so many people, the old me especially. Excess hormones, even adrenaline is a big problem. And fat in our diet. What totally fascinated me about what he was saying was that while I've done so many elimination diets in my lifetime to figure out what was holding me back, eggs were rarely on the hit list. Incidentally, they were on the SIBO hit list, but whatever. And never, ever have I completely eliminated fat. Now, of course, trans fats have always been removed. I've been off those for many, many years. And dairy is always a no-no on these diets. Sometimes red meat would be taken out as well as pork, but often free-range chicken and turkey were allowed. Even when all meat was taken out, other fats were always increased. So things like extra virgin olive oil, coconut milk, and avocados, along with nuts and seeds, are almost always included in the diet, and even if they're not, the other things were increased to compensate. In other words, while some fats were taken out, fats as a category were never removed. Now, don't misunderstand me here. These fats aren't always bad for us. There is definite goodness in having some nuts, seeds, coconut oil, olive oil, avocados, and even some meat can be okay to eat. But when there is excess fat in the system, not only is it stressing your liver, but it's also offering a banquet to the viruses and bacteria hanging out in your body. Since it appears I was born with a healthy crop of these bugs and an already compromised liver, the problems I experienced started with me at the get-go. Now, in case you're thinking my parents, and specifically my mom, is to blame for this, let me set the record straight here right away. She's not. And as I always say, we do ourselves a real disservice by judging mothers. So let's not go there, okay? Livers are meant to cleanse the body. They actually do way more than that. They do over 2,000 chemical functions, which I've since learned about in MM's new book, The Liver Rescue, which, if his first book flipped my world on its head, I have to say The Liver Rescue absolutely has me spinning cartwheels. But back to our livers. Because they're meant to protect our bodies, our baby livers try to filter out some of the things that our mom's body is dealing with. We're all dealing with all kinds of things all the time. As a result, according to MM, most babies are born with an already compromised liver. Let's say functioning at 70% rather than 100%. From all that I've read now, I'd say that mine was at 50% or less when I was born. One of the things I love about MM's information is that the remedy he provides to fix every issue involves healthy eating, which we have been super misled on, herbs, and supplements. Talk about natural healing. So if this has piqued your interest, and especially if you have anyone in your life dealing with any illness that continues to get worse, whether it be MS, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, diabetes, depression, shingles, lupus, cancer, Lyme's disease, depression, or even like me, no diagnosis but a strong sense that something is wrong, I highly recommend you pick the Medical Medium book up by Anthony William and take a look for yourself. The Liver Rescue book, which just released in late October, is even more astounding, but I suspect it might be a bit harder to read if you don't have a health-focused background like I did, so I suggest you start with Medical Medium unless you feel really pulled to the Liver Rescue, and that way you can ease yourself into the information a bit more gently. I plan to share more about what I've learned in future shows about how it's affecting my own health, how I tweak things to make it work for me, and so on. So you can expect this to be a topic on future episodes. In line with this thinking, please feel free to drop me a note via email, social media, or on the contact form on my website with any suggestions for future topics or areas you'd like me to delve into more deeply. You are who I'm here for, so let's make my topics work best for you. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.